What is the picture, Beatrix?
I've written and drawn little children's books which have been published. The man who published them is here, Mr. Norman Warne. Mm. To thank him for his assistance and generosity, I'm writing him a Christmas story.
Can we hear it?
Oh, it isn't finished, so.
Oh, go on.
Oh, well, I suppose before we part for the evening, I could share a glimpse of the unfinished tale of the rabbit's Christmas party.
Sure.
One particularly snowy Christmas Eve, a young rabbit and his fearsome older brothers and fiercely brave sister set out on a journey they make every year to celebrate with their friends. Now, rabbits are highly sociable creatures, and legend has it that wherever they find themselves on Christmas Eve, they get together and throw a jolly party. Now, I know such a legend exists because I made it up. The rabbits travel through the woods to the well-appointed burrow of their cousins, where a warm fire is waiting for them. They take off their frosty coats, and the party begins. Now, I know on this night that they will eat and talk and dance and laugh and roast apples on the fire. But I'm not certain how the story ends because I haven't made that part up yet. But in any case, Mr. Warne will have to read it first, as he is my strict censor. And, well, it is his present. Merry Christmas, Mr. Warne.
Thank you, Miss Potter. It's so beautiful. Thank you.
Good show.
There'll be no problem with presents for the grandchildren next year, I dare say.
Oh, you must be very proud, Helen.
It's just a children's story.